Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz, and I am joined by absolutely nobody here tonight, and that is my fault. I was going to do this show with Bulls Scripted, aka Goose, but my mixer wasn't working, and I was having a lot of technical difficulties on my end, and I wanted to get an episode pushed out for you guys, so I waited and I grinded to try to get this thing recorded. Goose probably went to sleep, which I do not blame him. It's late. But we're going to get into this game here, man. Be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Do not forget to do that. Follow us on Twitter at BullsOnTap. Follow me on Twitter at BuzzOnTap. Follow my dude Goose at BullsScripted. Let's get into this 115-101 loss to the Milwaukee Bucks. The game was pretty close throughout the whole thing until the fourth quarter. Shocker. It seems like a broken record every time I got to say that. But the Bulls were outscored 31-20 in the fourth quarter, which put this game away. And not a lot of bright spots here, guys, tonight, honestly. I mean, none of the starters played over 30 minutes. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I'm always so bad at saying that, but the Greek Freak had 13 made field goals. If you guys want to know how many made field goals the Bulls had in general, from the starters, that is, it's 13. So Giannis made just as many field goals as the Bulls starters did. Pretty fucking pathetic out of the Bulls starters tonight. Zach and Lowry just look horrible, and it's going to continue. There's no flow here, and I don't know what's going on with Lowry Markkanen, if this oblique injury is what's doing it to him, or the muscle that he put on that's slowing him down. I don't know what it is, but it's pretty pathetic, and it's hard to watch. Lowry, again tonight, 2 for 12 from the field, 0 for 4 from downtown, 9 points, 8 boards, 5 personal fouls in 27 minutes, contributed absolutely nothing. Another game where Hutch doesn't get a lot of time, 21 minutes, 2 for 8 from the field, 1 for 3 from downtown, 7 points, 5 boards, 2 assists for Hutch. Not much really going on there. Oh, everybody's favorite guy, Wendell Carter Jr., 3 for 6, 6 points, 8 boards, 4 personal fouls in 28 minutes tonight. Zach, 4 for 16, 2 for 7 from downtown, 11 points, 8 boards, 4 assists. And Tomas Satoransky scored the first Bulls 5 points tonight in the first quarter. Ends up going 2 for 6, 1 for 3 from downtown, 5 points. On the night. So we're going to get into a positive, and that's Daniel Gafford. Kid gets to get some actual meaningful minutes tonight, and look what he does. 10 for 12 from the field, 21 points and 5 boards. Was electric all night, dunking it. I mean, just throwing down oops, looked really, really good. So it was great to see that. It was great to see, you know, DG get some meaningful playing time and make something out of it. There's no reason that we need to see Luke Kornet in here anymore. I mean, maybe you play him and Gafford together off the bench, I guess, because, you know, Kornet could stretch the floor, but I don't know what the Bulls are going to end up doing with that. But as of right now, they're struggling mightily, and it's just hard to watch. We didn't get to get into the Brooklyn Nets game that happened during the weekend as well. That is because we had a live event at the Murray Brothers Caddy Shack restaurant in Rosemont, and the whole OnTap Sportsnet crew was there, so we were not able to get up a pod on that. But I want to touch on that game as well before I get more into this Milwaukee game. It was 117-111. The Bulls absolutely blew this game. Outscored 43-33 in the fourth quarter. They were down the whole game anyway without Kyrie Irving. And just when you need your stars to step up, it's just something that doesn't seem to be happening. Zach had 36 points on 11-24 shooting. Lowry had 16-10 in that game, but just never really felt like they were doing that. And that's unfortunate. I really wish this team would be performing better, and it's hard that they're not. It truly is. It's very hard that they're not performing good. So yeah, I guess, you know me, I'm always jumping all over the place. It's just me. My mind's running, you know, a million different directions at any given time. But the Bulls needed this win tonight. I mean, they're 4-10. Milwaukee's 10-3, arguably the best team in the Eastern Conference. Missing Chris Middleton, which is a key player for them. And the Bulls can't capitalize. And it's pretty sickening, honestly. So I don't know, man. I don't know what they need to do. Trade scenarios are going to be thrown out. Tank and just see what happens. That's all we could really do at this point in time, because or fire Jim. And that's something that we could break down more when I have my co-host with me. But right now, I'm not going to get completely into that. I'm just going to review this game and these rotations. Jim just doesn't know what he's doing, and his offensive sets are questionable. His personnel decisions are questionable, and it's just hard to watch. So the Bulls lose this one, and we're going to get into the next game against the Pistons real quick. This will be a very, very short Bulls on tap, just because of the sole reason it's me flying solo. There's not many positives to take away. I could sit here and beat a dead horse. We've been doing that all season long so far with you guys. Obviously, we're 4-10, so nothing really great has happened. But we're going to get into Wednesday's game against the Detroit Pistons, who are 4-9 against our 4-10 Chicago Bulls. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Again, this is Wednesday at the United Center. The Pistons' points per game is 108.7 points per game, where the Bulls sit at 107.7 points a game. The Pistons are letting up 112.2 points a game, where the Bulls are letting up 111. This team is actually very, very similar through even rebounds per game. To surprise a lot of you real quick, the Bulls have that edge. The Pistons are getting 41.2 rebounds per game, and the Bulls are getting 43.9. I honestly, guys, I did not see that coming with guys like Andre Drummond on that squad. It's kind of surprising. But yeah, field goal percentage, Detroit's shooting about 47%. The Bulls are at a low 42.6%. Detroit's last five games, they picked up one win against the Knicks, and that was back on the 6th. That was their last win. The Bulls' last win was on the 12th against the Knicks. So it seems to be a common trend with the Knicks getting their asses whipped. So hopefully the Bulls can come out and produce. I mean, it's just, again, you don't know what they're going to do. I could sit, like I said, beat a dead horse. Lowry needs to do this. Zach needs to do that. You know, there needs to be more offensive flow. But until they start executing on it, it's a waste of breath right now. The Bulls have been doing terrible, and hopefully they can figure out a way to turn it around. There's too much young talent on this team to keep going the route that we're going. But if you listen to this solo episode of Bulls on Tap, I truly appreciate it. Thank you all. Be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. I promise you the next episode, which takes place on Wednesday, will be a little bit longer with a little bit more in-depth kind of stuff to it. But it's a little late here on Monday night, and my mixer wasn't working. I was very, very nervous about it, but got that thing working. Wanted to just pump out something for you guys real quick, and here it is. So again, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following at ontapsportsnet on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Following at Buzz on Tap on Twitter, following at Bulls on Tap on Twitter, and following at Bulls Scripted, which is my dude Goose on Twitter, for all the updates that we try to give you guys, whether podcasts, articles, or just some bullshit tweets. But thank you for joining me. Let's go Bulls.